T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon. Welcome. A Wednesday edition, The Drive on KFH Radio. It's Bob and Jeff with you for the next 2 hours. How you been, Jeff?
So good.
Really?
Yes.
I pressed a button. I wasn't sure what happened. And by the way, I just yawned.
We're off the air.
Like the biggest yawn of my life. Seconds before we went on the air.
We troubling you here?
What does that tell you? That I'm just so at ease with this anymore.
Do you not want to be here?
It's like,
do you have somewhere else to be?
I don't know what it means. What does it mean?
I don't know.
Does it mean I'm just a relaxed?
I've yawned during the show too, but that doesn't mean.
Well, you've made people yawn.
Why you got to go there right now?
Well, it was you set it up.
I could have gone there with you, but I didn't.
Because I don't.
Debatable.
So I see that 10 years ago today, did this not pop up on your Facebook timeline?
We became Facebook friends.
Why didn't you say something?
What's there to say?
Who sent out the invitation?
Oh, I'm sure you did.
No, I never do.
Why?
That's not my deal.
I'm sure you did. I'm not going to go, hey, my dad's on Facebook. I had a friend.
Maybe you did.
I didn't. I wasn't that interested in your Facebook exploits 10 years ago or currently.
I can't imagine that I would have buckled to the pressure of being your Facebook.
Well, I think, I'm on Facebook. I'm cool now. I'm 71 years old.
How old am I?
Right now?
Yeah.
63.
Right. Not 71. Although
I better ask my son to be, because he's hip. He's fun. He's nice.
I keep reading that Facebook may be the first social media site that kind of fades away since MySpace and all that. Is it going to? Because I like Facebook.
I kind of hope.
Why?
Because what is it for?
It's for me to be.
Get on Facebook at any time during the day and find something of substance.
But why don't people just post dog pictures? I like those. That's what I posted today. My puppy passed away 2 years ago. I got to put some dog pictures out there. I presume some people.
Yeah, but you were asking. You wanted sympathy. There were ulterior motives. It's nothing is ever truly.
What's wrong with wanting
selfless
people
on Facebook?
What's wrong with wanting people?
What void does that fill
for
you?
Why do you ever post on Facebook?
I don't that much.
Hold time out, Tommy. Put the show on hold because you talk about a guy that wants attention. You put something on Facebook just the other day. Is nobody going to wish me a happy anniversary? You talk about a blatant.
I didn't say that. That's not at all what I said.
All right. Let me read it as soon as I find your
phone.
I'm going to read your 5 most recent Facebook posts.
Mine was tongue-in-cheek, obviously.
Oh my God.
Yours is begging for attention.
I'm going to read your 5 most recent.
Why? Most of them are like long.
Here it is. Well, I'll find one that you made. Nobody has wished Shannon me a happy 6th anniversary today. Now is your chance. Oh my God.
That's to be taken so
that
seriously.
That is so blatant.
What a grave post that was.
You don't post that much. But when you do, it's very needy.
No, it's not.
Somewhere out there is a person who will bring this country together. I mean, what is that if not a blatant need for something?
A need for anything.
What it's is it a need for?
Nothing. It's just an opinion.
7 is a cute kitty cat. I mean, who cares?
7 is. Well, you see the picture?
Yeah, but why do you feel the need to put that out there?
Because she's cute.
I don't know. It's needy.
Okay. So you have literally no examples of that.
Are you watching the new installment of Making a Murderer?
I didn't even know Making a Murderer was back on.
Incredible. And
there's nothing incredible about it. Nothing has happened.
It's, It's a great learning tool. I'm learning so much about the law that I can't even explain it to you. And it ties into today's quickie poll on Twitter, which you can get if you go to @KFH Radio or you follow us. If you're watching Making a Murderer, the question's simple. Did Stephen Avery commit murder?
No.
65% say no, 35% say yes. I say no.
He didn't.
So why is he in jail?
Because he was, you saw the first one. They went through a painstaking process to set that guy up. Not even, maybe
doesn't,
not. Maybe.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. Now, I know it's television, and I know that that can be doctored up, and it can give us an illusion. But I find Stephen Avery to be an extremely likable guy. What if he did? Well, don't you?
Yeah, don't say that. Because what if he did commit murder? Then.
But what if he?
I think he's.
I'm talking.
I think he's presented
and that's why
as likable.
Set it up through the television can throw you a curve. And we're going to talk with movie Mike Furchus about this a little bit later. He is watching the second installment of Making a Murderer. It's fascinating television.
There's no. Stephen Avery didn't commit murder. He just didn't. There was no reason for him to kill that woman. There was no connection. He was not a killer. He's just not. He just didn't do it. So maybe let's find out who did. Get to the bottom of this.
Well, that you haven't seen this show.
I know he's that they're trying. I know his attorney.
Why don't you ever watch anything?
Oh, shut up.
I mean, really. I can't have a discussion with you about it.
Because I haven't watched Making a Murderer.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Everybody in the world seems to be watching it.
So what?
Except you.
Who cares? I mean,
did you watch Game 1 of the World Series last
yes.
night?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
All 4 hours?
I watched it when I got home to when it ended.
So you stayed up for the bitter end? I went to bed when Nunez hit the home run.
I stayed up. I saw Craig Kimbrell strike out Justin Turner to end the game.
Why'd you stay up that
way? I just
late?
Didn't feel like going to sleep. I was on the couch. I was comfortable.
Ratings for the World Series were markedly down over the previous 3 years. I insist baseball has a problem with the time of games. You don't. I think I'm right.
It's not the time of games. It's the action of games.
That same thing.
Not really.
Both the same thing wrapped in different packages.
When's the last time you sat down and watched an entire football game that wasn't a playoff game?
I've watched the Chiefs a couple times in their entirety this year.
Do you watch entire NBA games? I don't know why baseball is under attack. Nobody just sits down in front of their television for 3 hours and watches a
game. Oh, that's crazy.
It just doesn't
fans?
Happen that often.
Fans do.
Fans do, but no one's going to get home and say, man, the Bucks and the Timberwolves are playing tonight. I better...
But they're going to watch the World Series isn't just a baseball game.
Right, but fans
everybody
are watching
watches the
game. The
Super Bowl and the playoffs from start to finish. With baseball's made it so that you can't. If you live on the East Coast, in Boston last night, that game ended after midnight.
Correct.
That's unacceptable. Why don't you get that?
What's unacceptable about it? People stay up after midnight all the time. You think they're It's
you
just midnight.
Like you really do, Jeff. I'm serious.
But
for the sake of arguing, you take positions so that you can argue.
But I don't know why that's so bad.
That sound just idiotic.
You think on Super Bowl Sunday, people, the game's over, got to go to sleep. People stay up.
No, because the game starts at 5 o'clock.
And it ends at 9, and then you stick around for the party.
Only because of the Super only because of the halftime show.
You watch the next show on NBC? No, I mean.
Right. Baseball doesn't give you that option.
When are they supposed to start these games?
6.
So 4 o'clock on the West Coast.
Who cares?
Well, do we want LA watching the game or?
You cannot tell me that you were gripped to the TV last night. I'm the biggest baseball guy in the world, and I find myself being impatient. I mean, all these pitching changes, all these visits to the mound, all these things that have come about because of analytics, they may make the... Did you read Jeff Passan?
No.
Read him. That's an analytics guy, right? He said that the game's smarter, but it's less interesting.
Okay.
Pass that one through your brain for a moment.
Well, that's one person's opinion.
You don't agree.
I don't find it to be that much less interesting. It's baseball.
You don't even watch the Indians.
The game is the pitcher throws the ball and the hitter swings or doesn't. That's been the game forever. That's never going to change. Fundamentally, that's what the game is. I don't know why there's a problem now.
And
it will never be different.
Because the problem is the games last too long. That's simply the problem.
But it's a pitch and then another
pitch
and a pitch.
Go back and look at the average time of games through the decades. Do that.
Why does it matter, though? Why does it matter?
Because people don't want to devote that much time to a game. They don't want to sit in their chair at 7 o'clock and have it end after 11.
So do something else. Read a book while you're doing it. Turn on some music. Play with your kids.
Do you not understand that the game is in trouble?
I don't think it is.
Well, then what evidence are you citing?
Evidence that these are weak arguments that... Oh, the games last too long. Well, no one's forcing you to watch every pitch, but the game's going to take a while. It's 9 innings. It has always taken a while.
I can't believe you. It's just amazing.
No one is
the stands you take just to be.
I'm not
obtuse.
Trying to be different, but this isn't a
That's
problem.
That's all
you'd
ever
me.
Do.
This
really.
Isn't a problem. The reason why baseball isn't. As popular, I believe, and I don't know what it is, but I don't think it has anything to do with time of game.
Well, then what do you think it is?
I don't know.
I'd love to hear you.
I don't know. The young players are as exciting as they've ever been. Home runs are up. So I can't answer that. I don't know. I can't imagine someone just, this game, well, it hit 2 hours and 53 minutes, got to go. Like, no one, it doesn't happen. Either the game is good or
it's
not.
Down 2% from last year's game one. Down 21% from 2016 game one. The lowest game one in the television ratings since the Royals and Giants in 2014. And you're talking about two major markets and two storied franchises.
Correct.
There's something wrong.
I watched that game last night, and I'm going to choose to believe
that it's the fact that the game's dragging, the fact that it's forever, even for a pitch to be made.
So why is the NCAA tournament the most popular weeks of that sport when the commercials are loaded up? These games take forever. You can't. It's
a college basketball game never takes more than 2.5 hours.
So, well, what's the difference between 2.5 hours and 3 hours?
No, not 3 hours. 4 hours.
What's the difference?
Oh my God! I can't even believe you.
What's
get,
the difference?
I can't believe that a guy with your quote
unquote. No, I just don't understand how someone can be sitting and enjoying a game. And say, oh, well, I guess it lasted too long.
They're not enjoying the game.
Well, then you don't enjoy
They've
the game.
They've taken the enjoyment out.
Then you don't enjoy baseball. And time of game has nothing to do with it.
It absolutely does. It's irrefutable.
There's no threshold.
I am as confident in this opinion as I've ever been in any opinion.
So when Bruce Springsteen's out there playing for a 4-hour concert, is that
No, that's a, com-
that
that's
too
a
long?
Completely different
well, what's
thing.
The difference?
If that's what do you mean what's the difference? That's a completely different
difference.
Thing.
Well, what is it?
You go into that with the expectation. There's always something happening. Bruce is always playing. There's no stoppage. To change.
Okay, well, you can get up, you can get nachos, you go to the bathroom, you talk with your people around your seat. You can fill the time however you
We're
want.
We're not talking about people in the stands, Jeff. Don't you get that? Are you dense?
Again, if you're sitting at home, cook dinner, hang out with your pet.
There's Daniel. I hate it when you do this.
I'm not trying to be different.
All it is a setup.
No, it's not.
All it sounds like is you're trying to be different.
I'm not trying to be different. This doesn't make sense to me.
Daniel, go.
All right. So, Jeff, let me break this down for you.
Wait, Daniel, before you start, you believe in clutch hitting. So, I don't know. I can only take your comments with.
As I do, Daniel.
I can only take your comments with a grain of salt, but continue.
So, when you watch a basketball game, even in the down time, when it's not as exciting, there's still movement on the field. On the court, there's passes being made, there's dribbling. You see people setting up for the play. When you're waiting on a pitch in baseball, you're staring at a dude standing there.
Okay, but why does that bother you? What would you be doing with
those? Because he just told you.
No, what would you be doing with those seconds otherwise? What time is it wasting of yours?
Action. Sport is supposed to be about action. It's not about supposed to be watching a bunch of guys standing around.
Put the ball in play. Thanks, Daniel. I mean, put the ball in play.
Well, baseball is a standing game.
To some degree, but 4 hours of standing isn't cutting it. Lee, you're next.
Hey, I would agree with him. But I also wanted to say, I love college football, college basketball. I could sit down and watch the games from start to finish. And it doesn't even matter if it's my team. If there's a good game on, I'll watch the whole thing. But if you ever want to ask somebody about why they're not interested in baseball, I'd probably be a perfect one to ask, because it's not that I hate it. I've never been able to get interested in it. So if you ever want answers from somebody about that.
Lee, I don't want answers from you about not liking baseball. That's not what we're talking about. You're talking to a guy who loves baseball. I'm concerned about the game because I think the analytics of the game are harming the game more than helping it.
Well, it's not about not liking it. It's that I can't get interested in it because of, I would say the two biggest things for me would be length of season and length of game. And just, it needs a little more action, in my opinion.
Thanks,
Lee. I'm not saying that I hate baseball at all.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Dustin's next.
Hi, I have a question for Jeff, and I really want you to think about this. What is the maximum length to a baseball game that would keep you on the edge of your seat, or, you know, how long would you keep your TV on to watch a baseball game? Would you watch it for 6 hours or 7 hours?
If I'm interested in the outcome of a game, I will not turn it off. Just like I've never been to a Major League Baseball game and left through rain delays, extra innings, I've never done it. I'm there. I want to see the game.
And that's for the, let's say it's 6 hours now. You know, you have 6 hours over.
Well, it's not 6 hours. It's last night's game, Dustin, was 4 hours. The problem is there's not enough action in that 4 hours. There's too many pitching changes.
You know, there's an upper limit to how long a game, how long to Jeff.
There's not with Jeff.
Why should I turn a game off in the 15th inning? Why then? And why not in the 12th or the 8th? It's just, if the game's still going and I'm interested in it, why turn it off?
You know, there's 27 batters in a game. And, you know, if you spread that out over 6 hours, you know, just for instance, how long are you going to watch, you know, the umpire and the manager and the pitcher all on the mound just playing patty cake? You know, it's ridiculous.
Well, first of all, there's 54 hitters in a game.
Okay, you got me.
Thanks, Dustin. I appreciate
27
it.
27 outs.
Mark, hello.
Hey, fellas.
Hello.
This is Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right.
We got you, Mark.
All right. So I'm going to come at this two different ways. I think baseball lovers are going to stick with baseball, whether it's a 2.5-hour game or a 4-hour game. I think the issue that should be considered is, you know, this new generation is not watching live sports and as much, if not, I mean, less. And we've got so many, there's just no such thing as appointment TV for this younger generation. And I think last year's Super Bowl was kind of evidence of that. People don't want to tune in when it's scheduled to be aired. I think the overnight rating last year on the Super Bowl was lower than it had been in previous years. I think we're probably seeing that with the World Series as well. So I don't know. I think it's probably not so much people are tuning baseball out because they don't like it and they don't like the length
again,
of games and things like that.
Again, thank you, Mark. I love baseball. For me to criticize this is not something I do lightly. But I think the game needs to address some of its pace issues, and they've only talked about it every offseason, but they never really do anything.
Well, it's hard to get the players' union aboard. The union is strong. You can't just executive order rule changes without.
Well, they better do something. Chris, you're on. You're the last caller for this segment.
I hope my phone will be okay here. I'll try not to get heated up here. I don't understand this at all. Baseball, I mean, the guy that called in a little while ago and says, I don't want to sit there and watch the guy stand on the mound. That's baseball, dude.
Right.
That's what it is. It's not a fast-paced game. It's incrementally gotten slower, yes, a little bit, but big deal. I'm totally not with you on this, Bob. I'm sorry, but, I mean, it's not even to say that it's ruining the game. There's other things that, quote, maybe are starting to ruin the game, but the pace is the pace. It's slower than it used to be. But that's baseball. It's not football. It's not hockey.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion, Chris. But very simply, the game of baseball has slowed down tremendously over the years. And I'll try to find those numbers as we move along.
But a lot of that is because players are better. And how do you separate that?
In 1980, the average time of a game was 2 hours 33 minutes. In 1974, it was 2 hours 25 minutes. In 2017, it was 3 hours. That was 5 minutes quicker than it was in 2017. All right, back in a moment. Today on the show, we're going to talk with Kevin Armstrong. He and Dan Wetzel have produced and worked on a documentary about Aaron Hernandez, his troubled life, the former New England Patriot. We'll talk to Kevin Armstrong. That film is going to premiere in New York next month at 4:40. Mike Furches is in. We'll talk about movies and culture. Our top 10 Wednesday, foods we feel guilty about not liking. That's our top 10 list today. We can revisit pace of games. I'm going to continue to believe what I believe. Jeff's probably going to continue to believe what he believes. Back in a moment with Kevin Armstrong.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.